AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama says it's understandable that Americans might be nervous after what happened in Paris, but he's encouraging folks to go about their normal activities this Thanksgiving.
I know that families have discussed their fears about the threat of terrorism around the dinner table, many for the first time since September 11th.
But Obama says there is no credible terror threat against the country over the holiday weekend.
In the event of a specific credible threat, the public will be informed.
Demonstrators have taken to the streets of Chicago for a second straight night. They're protesting the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer last year. Organizers are urging others to join them Friday as they try to shut down the shopping district on Michigan Avenue. A hearse carrying the body of another black man killed by police in Minneapolis passed by a precinct today on its way to a cemetery. Despite the wishes of Jamar Clark's family, a local pastor says demonstrations on his behalf will continue.
The last thing we want Jamar Clark's family to think is that we are not respecting of their wishes on them wanting us to disperse what we've been doing.
The Thanksgiving getaway is underway. Pat Flint, flying from Fort Lauderdale to Baltimore, says he'll gladly wait longer at security checkpoints in order to have a safe flight.
With what's been going on recently, I don't care how long they take. I just want to be safe.
A police report indicates four passengers were taken off a flight last week at Baltimore's International Airport after a fellow passenger said she saw one of them receive a text with the word dynamite. Authorities say no such message was found on the passenger's phone. This is AP Radio News. A longtime star of a popular soap opera has died.
David Canary was in the movie Hombre with Paul Newman, and he was on the Western series Bonanza in the late 1960s and early 70s, but most people are going to remember the Indiana-born actor for his three decades of work on All My Children. His appearances on the ABC daytime drama earned him five daytime Emmy Awards. Canary played twins Adam and Stuart Chandler on the show. Adam was the bad one, Stuart the good one. His daughter was played by Kelly Ripa, who now co-hosts Live with Kelly and Michael. Ripa was among those who tweeted condolences for Canary. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An F-16 fighter jet from Luke Air Force Base in Arizona crashed today. It was on a training mission in rugged terrain near Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. But the Air Force says the pilot ejected safely. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.